This is the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So the prophet Jeremiah spoke to all the people of Judah and all the residents of Jerusalem as follows. From the 13th year of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, until this very day, 23 years. The word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. And the Lord has sent all his servants, the prophets, to you again and again, but you have not listened or inclined your ear to hear. The prophets told you, turn now, each of you, from your evil ways and deeds, and you can dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and your fathers forever and ever. Do not provoke me to anger with the works of your hands. Then I will do you no harm, but to your own harm.
You have not listened to me,
declares the Lord. So you have provoked me to anger with the works of your hands. Therefore, this is what the Lord of hosts says. Because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I will summon all the families of the north, declares the Lord. And I will send for my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, whom I will bring against this land, against its residents, and against all the surrounding nations. So I will devote them to destruction and make them of horror and contempt and everlasting
desolation.
Moreover, I will banish from them the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of the bride and bridegroom, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp.
And this whole land will become a desolate wasteland. Nations will serve the king of Babylon for 70 years.
But when 70 years are complete, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their guilt, declares the Lord. And I will make it an everlasting desolation. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me. Take from my hand this cup of the wine of wrath, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink from it. And they will drink and stagger and go out of their minds because of the sword that I will send among them. So I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations drink from it. Each one to whom the Lord had sent me, to make them a ruin, an object of horror and contempt and cursing, as they are to this day. Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, its kings
and officials. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his officials, his leaders, and all his people, all the mixed tribes,
all the kings of Uz,
all the kings of the Philistines,
Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the Ammonites,
all the kings of Tyre and Sidon,
the kings of the coastlands across the sea,
Dedan, Tabor,
and all
who cut the corners of their hair,
all the kings of Arabia,
and all the kings of the mixed tribes who dwell in the desert. The king of Sheshach will drink it too. Then you are to tell them that this is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Drink, get drunk, and vomit, fall down, and never get up again. Because of the sword I will send among you. If they refuse to take the cup from your hand and drink it, you are to tell them that this is what the Lord of hosts says. You most certainly must drink it.
For behold, I am beginning to bring disaster on the city that bears my name. So how could you possibly go unpunished? You will not go unpunished. For I am calling down a sword upon all the inhabitants of the earth, declares the Lord of hosts. So you are to prophesy all these words against them and say to them, the Lord will roar from on high, he will raise his voice from his holy habitation, he will roar loudly over his pasture, like those who tread the grapes. He will call out with a shout against all the inhabitants of the earth. The tumult will resound to the ends of the earth, because the Lord brings a charge against the nations. He brings judgment on all mankind and puts the wicked to the sword, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord of hosts says. Behold, disaster is spreading from nation to nation. A mighty storm is rising from the ends of the earth.
Those slain by the Lord on that day will be spread from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be mourned, gathered, or buried. They will be like dung lying on the ground. Wail, you shepherds, and cry out.
Roll in the dust, you leaders of the flock, for the days of your slaughter have come. You will fall and be shattered like fine pottery. Flight will evade the shepherds, and escape will elude the leaders of the flock. Hear the cry of the shepherds, the wailing of
Peaceful meadows have been silenced because of the Lord's burning anger. He has left his den like a lion, for the land has been made a desolation by the sword of the oppressor. And because of the fierce anger of the Lord.